The Roaring Twenties was a time of excitement as well as innovations in business, industry, ideas, and technology. Many Americans were living a dream, enjoying life as it came, though this was not the case for many minority groups as they experienced extreme racial tensions and discrimination. Many activists and organization groups formed to fight the racist ideologies of other organizations such as the Ku Klux Klan. Many great leaders of civil rights and liberties arose and worked to fight these racial tensions. With their powerful and inspiring leadership, there are many key aspects of race and discrimination in the 1920s that contribute to the racial tensions in America to this day. The KKK, also known as the Ku Klux Klan, was a big part of these racial tensions, with the Klan containing 15% of America's men, around 4 to 5 million in the 1920s. The Klan was known for their violence. At first, the KKK was here to scare the minorities and keep them from changing segregation and many laws. Then many people joined the KKK, men and women, as more of a political movement. Some states were worse than others, with public lynchings and beatings of colored people or anyone who was against them. As the Klan grew, it began to deplenish very fast after D.C. Stevenson was convicted of murder and rape. This murder was known as the murder that brought down the KKK. In the 1920s, the NAACP helped lead the black civil rights struggle for the denial of voting, racial violence, discrimination in employment, and segregated public facilities. The NAACP devoted most of their time to make sure lynching was publicized. They made sure America knew what was going on and kept the U.S. awake. The NAACP held an annual conference in Atlanta, Georgia to show America they weren't scared. Atlanta, Georgia was the most active area for the Ku Klux Klan during this time. Among the many inspirational leaders of the civil rights movement was Jamaican-born black nationalist Marcus Garvey. He sought to unify and connect people of African descent worldwide and advocated for the Back to Africa movement, meaning he believed in separate but equalized for people of African ancestry and sought to establish independent black states around the world. Marcus Garvey believed blacks would never be fully accepted or equal in America and would only reach their true potential separate from America and European powers. One of his quotes that expressed this is, "If you want liberty, you yourselves must strike the blow. If you must be free, you must become so through your effort until you produce. While the white man has produced, you will not be his equal." Garvey was also widely known for his inspirational speeches and was regarded as one of the best speakers of civil rights. Garvey helped to empower African Americans and inspire them to strive for better lives. An important organization of the 1920s was the American Civil Liberties Union, which was founded in 1920 to fight for constitutional liberties in the United States and works to protect the rights and freedoms of American citizens as stated in the Constitution. To achieve their goals of liberty and justice, they worked to affect the outcome of specific legal classes pertaining to their beliefs. The ACLU has intervened in and initiated multiple test causes to support its cause. One of the organization's most famous cases was the Scopes trial in 1925, in which they supported the decisions of a Tennessee teacher to defy the law and teach evolution in the science class. The ACLU was a very impactful organization of the 1920s, making its political mark through the test trials in order to support citizens of Americans' First Amendment rights to freedom of expression. African Americans were not the only group to experience discrimination during this time. Jews were often used as scapegoats for many of the American issues. Henry Ford, famous for revolutionizing the production industry, publicly placed blame on the Jewish population for causing the struggles of America. Fear of the spread of communism in America was common among the citizens around World War I. Many citizens stereotypically associated communism and the post-war flu epidemic with Jews. By this point, all of America, including the government, wanted to limit the number of Jews in the country. Laws were passed to regulate and decrease Jewish immigration to America by basing requirements for immigration off of background and ancestry. The anti Defamation League was created to battle anti-Semitism and discrimination in America. The organization's activities included catching and assisting hate crimes and assisting law enforcement in investigations and prosecuting those responsible for the crimes. They also provided anti-bias and diversity training for extremists to attempt to persuade their beliefs. The organizations had about 30 offices throughout America, all fighting in a battle against discrimination. Impact on the 20s time period. The Roaring Twenties was a time of political and social change. This change grew and impacted racial tensions of the 20s. With the occurrence of the Great Migration of African Americans from the South to the cities in the North, African American culture was able to expand and develop among the population. This growth frightened and many made whites discomfort, leading to an increase in Ku Klux Klan members. Despite the ever-present threat of Ku Klux Klan, African Americans were still able to grow upon their culture. Many expressed beliefs and opinions on race in America through different forms of art. African American culture was able to flourish in what was known as the Harlem Renaissance. Strong new writers, musicians, and artists emerged as a result of fear and struggle. Racial tensions also led to strong new leaders gaining a voice and acting in their beliefs. These leaders include Marcus Garvey and Weeb Du Bois. Each of these men had their own organizations that worked to empower and serve justice to people of color. The NAACP, which was co-founded by Du Bois, advocated for the advancement of colored people and is still around today. The NAACP has made many achievements related to the civil rights movement. For example, founding of Crigwell Players, which led to theater production by and for African Americans. The NAACP's monthly magazine, The Crisis, also helped spread the organization's beliefs. And when Du Bois created a children's edition of the magazine called The Brownies Book, it was the first periodically made specifically for the youth, black youth, in American history. Many advancements were achieved for colored people in America during the 20s. These advancements helped America come as far as okay is today. Fun facts. During the Roaring Twenties, Americans' wealth more than doubled from the start of 1920 to the end of 1929. All people from coast to coast bought the same products because of national advertisement and even listened to the same music. Jazz was also created in the 20s by blacks. Many did not like this feeling of mass culture, and it brought more anger than happiness. Though the 20s did seem very hateful to most, there was a handful that could see just how roaring the 20s actually are.